Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, we are here. The liberal media continues its the destructive path to the destruction of Americans while following only the liberal politicians in our nation with their destructive ways. And be someone who loves America and you will be shut down, period. How long are we going to allow this to continue? Till America is in the dustbin of history? Now, today is the 19th anniversary of the terrorist attack against the United States. And we are in the middle of that same war as one of our political powers now, parties now, is now coddling to those same terrorists. Who knew it could happen so fast? At least there are still patriots around who will fight for America. But good evening, and we're doing this later on in the day than we normally do, because we found out that not only was Bing able to do his show at this particular time of the day, so I actually thought that what I could do was try and see if my show would work this time of day, and I don't know why it shouldn't. So good afternoon or good evening, my friends, and welcome to today's NWCR radio show brought to you by Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Now, I have talked constantly about the inability for the demonorats to take seriously patriotism and how that is good for America itself. No matter who explains it or how many times they are shown that they are wrong, they always come up with a new one. I found this a week ago and thought it was something that needed to be talked about, and I'm going to be talking about this even after the intro music, which I put on after I do the intro part of the show, because this whole thing is still relevant. The demon rats, with a paper that talks about preventing a disrupted presidential election and transition. Now, this gem was put out on August 3rd of this year, but here is the executive summary of it. In June of 2020, the Transition Integrity Project, which I talked about this group a few days ago on my show, convened a so-called bipartisan group of over 100 current and former senior government and campaign leaders and other so-called experts in a series of 2020 election crisis scenario planning exercises. They call them war games, believe it or not. The results of all four tabletop exercises were alarming. We assess that with a high degree of likelihood that November elections will be marked by a chaotic legal and political landscape. We also assess that the president that they put in there, and this is what was really funny, is they put in there, we also assess that the president, Trump, is likely to contest the result by both legal and extra-legal means. Now, that being said, we have to remember, this is something that so far the demonorats have forecast, or for that matter, have actually done. And yes, the Democrats have done this in the Bush-Gore election process. When Bush won, the demonorats did contest it until they couldn't anymore. When Al Franken lost to Coleman in the Minnesota race for Senate, the demonorats contested it and did it until they won. And I'm talking about every single vote that they found which were in trunks of cars and other places, were for Franken. None were found that were for Coleman. Even though that is statistically impossible, when Franken was announced to have won, the Republicans accepted that and moved on. Now, the Demonorats are counting on us doing that again. Accept an impossible result from them. The Demonorats are the ones who will do that, not Trump or the Republicans. And if Trump wins in November, we will see it again. This time we need to stand up and demand that their cheating is called out. Because they will cheat us all to get what they want. You can believe me. Welcome to our weekly Friday show on this, the 11th day of September in the year of our Lord 2020, the anniversary of the attack on America 19 years ago today, and we will talk about that. The call-in number is 646-478-5284, and we are glad that you are here. And now, on with the show.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert T. and Fidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert. Okay, we are back. One of the things that I was going to do on what I had planned for the show, I had an audio on this show a few weeks ago or a week ago, and it had to do with what happens after November. And this whole thing that I started to read here on this is exactly what's going to happen after November. And now, back to what I was discussing, and I did an audio from my show a week ago describing what happens after November, like I just got you saying, and I was going to play it again, but the problem comes in that I actually deleted it after the show that I had it on, and I don't have it anymore, and I forgot that I didn't have it, so I didn't re-record it again. But in that document that I was reading, and after saying in the document that the President Trump is likely to contest the result by both legal and extra-legal means, it continued. In an attempt to hold on to power, Recent events, including the president's own unwillingness to commit to abiding by the results of the election, the attorney general's embrace of the president's groundless election fraud claims, and the unprecedented deployment of federal agents to put down, now this one here just blows me away, but the unprecedented deployment of federal agents to put down the left-wing protests, got it? Underscore the extreme lengths to which President Trump may be willing to go in order to stay in office. Now, before I go any further on this conspiracy theory of the Demona rats, let's stop for a second. Over the last several shows, and even some of my updates, I have made mention that the left is full of conspiracy theories when it comes to the right. But what if what they are saying now is what they think, it comes from the brain trust of the left? They think this will happen, and therefore it will. There's no proof of it. There's nobody who said this was going to happen except for the left. They will think this will happen, therefore it will. But what is really true here is they think this will happen because they themselves have done all this before, many times. As for the president's groundless election fraud claims, this is probably the furthest from the truth that the left has gone. It is them that has laid the groundwork for the groundless election fraud claims. Remember the Russian collusion fraud? All made up by the left. Remember the Russian P-gate? All proposed and made up by the left. Remember the impeachment programs or proceedings? All proposed and made up by the left. Remember Trump calling for Antifa and Black Lives Matter to get violent if necessary? No? Well, that's right. That was the left, too. Remember the mostly peaceful protests going on in the cities run by Republicans? No? Well, that's right. That was all by the Demona rats, too. So this idea of Trump not going to leave office if he loses the election, not going to happen on either point. If Trump loses, he will leave the White House. He's got a life to live. He is actually making less money now than he does when he's working with his own stuff. So if Trump loses, he will leave the White House and go back to being a solvent millionaire and go back to public life, no questions asked. And the Republicans will do the same. Move on. But if Trump wins, here is where the problems come in. If Trump wins, the Demona rats will try to hold it up in court proceedings and litigations for years if they can do that. The document I've been reading to you from goes on. It says, in this report, TIP explains the basis for our assessment. Our findings are bolstered by the historic experience of Bush versus Gore 2000 and other U.S. electoral dysfunctions. The closest analogy may be the election of 1876, a time of extreme partisanship and rampant disenfranchisement, where multiple states proffered competing slates of electors, and the election was only resolved through a grand political bargain days before the inauguration, one that traded an end to Reconstruction for electoral peace and resulted in a century of Jim Crow, leaving deep wounds that are far from being healed today. I'll get to that one in a second. Among the findings we highlight in the report, the concept of election night is no longer accurate and indeed is dangerous. We face a period of contestation stretching from the first day a ballot is cast in mid-September until January 20th. The winner may not, and we assess likely will not, be known on election night as officials count mail-in ballots. This period of uncertainty provides opportunities for an unscrupulous candidate to cast doubt on the legitimacy of the process and set up an unprecedented assault on the outcome. Campaigns, parties, the press, the public must be educated to adjust expectations starting immediately. It goes on. A determined campaign has opportunity to contest the election into January of 2021. We anticipate lawsuits, divergent media narratives, attempts to stop the counting of ballots, the protests drawing people from both sides. President Trump, the incumbent, will very likely use the executive branch to aid his campaign strategy, including through the Department of Justice. We assess that there is a chance the president will attempt to convince legislators and or governors to take action, including illegal actions. Now, all of this stuff that is being read in this thing, these are all things the Democrats do. But in this thing, they're saying the Republicans are going to do all these things. Federal laws provide little guidance for how Congress should resolve irregularities when they convene in a joint session on January 6, 2021. A particular concern is how the military would respond in the context of uncertain election results. Here, recent evidence offers some reassurance, but it is inconclusive. It goes on. The administrative transition process itself may be highly disrupted. Now, they put in these things, it's always maybe or could be or possibly could be. There's no proof in this, only conjecture. It goes on. Participants in all our exercises of all backgrounds and ideologies believed that Trump would prioritize personal gain and self-protection over ensuring an orderly administrative handoff to his successor. Trump may use pardons to thwart future criminal prosecution, arrange business deals with foreign governments that benefit him financially, attempt to bribe and silence associates, declassify sensitive documents, and attempt to divert federal funds to his own businesses. Okay, it still goes on. These risks can be mitigated. The worst outcomes of the exercises are far from a certainty. The purpose of this report is not to frighten, but to spur all stakeholders to action. In other words, they want violence in the streets. This kind of thing is going to give it for them. Our legal rules, actually it should be, our illegal rules and political norms don't work unless the people are prepared to defend them and speak out when others violate them. It is incumbent upon elected officials, civil society member leaders, and press to challenge authoritarian actions in the courts, in the media, and in the streets through peaceful protest. Okay. Now, everything that I just read you from this document that is supposedly bipartisan, and we have to look at what the demonorats think when they say the word bipartisan here. To them, if they can find one dissenting Republican who doesn't like Trump, and there are a few of them out there, then they can say it is bipartisan. If the same happens the other way around, it is never mentioned by them as being both parties. But what I just read you has things in it that if we were watching and really watching what is going on when this stuff happened, it wasn't the Republicans calling for the holdup of the election process. It was the Democrats, period. When they bring up Jim Crow and the deep wounds left that are far from healed, Jim Crow was a Democrat. Ideals that he stood for were Democrat. But in this document, they're pushing this like it was all Republican ideas. They weren't. They were and always will be Democrat. Everything they are pushing now onto Trump are things they have tried in the past and done. not the Republicans, but the Democrats. And the thing that shoots down their theories of conspiracy are the facts. One of the main reasons the Demonorats hate facts, because they don't have any on their side right now, at least none that will help them with their quest to destroy American exceptionalism and American freedoms. But sadly, that is not all. And the article I was reading from goes on. This is where it gets interesting. Specific recommendations include: plan for a contested election. If there is a crisis, events will unfold quickly and sleep-deprived leaders will be asked to make consequential decisions quickly. Thinking through options now will help to ensure better decisions. Approach this as a political battle, not just a legal battle. In the event of an electoral contestation, sustained political mobilization will likely be crucial for ensuring transition integrity. They don't want transitional integrity. The only way they want transition to work the way it's supposed to is if Biden wins. If Trump wins, they're calling for just the opposite. They're calling for absolute chaos in the streets. And they're not doing it by sleight of hand or underhanded. They're just calling for it right straight out in the open. But they go on, says, in the event of electoral contestation, sustained political mobilization will likely be crucial for ensuring transition integrity. Dedicated staff and resources need to be in place at least through the end of January. It goes on. Focus on readiness in the states, providing political support for a complete and accurate count. Governors, secretaries of state, attorneys general, and legislatures can communicate and reinforce laws and norms and be ready to confront irregularities. Election officials will need political and public support to see the process through to completion. Why? Because what they're calling for here is illegal. Goes on. Address the two biggest threats head on: lies about voter fraud and escalating violence. First off, neither one of those are lies. Both of those are things the Democrats themselves have come right out and said were going to happen, especially the escalating violence. Voting fraud, it says, is virtually non-existent. Yeah, right. The Republicans don't use it that often. I mean, there's been a few times they probably have. They're a political party after all. But right now, the voter fraud is not virtually non-existent, and it all sits on the left right now. Sadly, there's a few, and there are some on the Republican side who's going to go for this. But they're calling this like as if it was the Republicans calling for it. It's not. It's the Democrats. It goes on saying voting fraud is virtually non-existent. But Trump lies about it to create a narrative designed to politically mobilize his base and to create the basis for contesting the results should he lose. Now, who does that sound like? I don't think Trump even cares if he loses. If he loses, he'll just go back to his own life. He was making more money in his own life than he is as president of the United States. For one thing, he's given all his money to things that are needed. He's not keeping it, he's giving it away. So why should he fight to stay in there when he's not making any money doing it? Goes on. The potential for violent conflict is high, particularly since Trump encourages his supporters to take arms. Now, who is the ones who's encouraging their supporters to take up arms? it's not Trump. I guarantee you it's not Trump. Biden has done it. Kamala Harris has done it. Nancy Pelosi has done it. Chuck Schumer has done it. But that's not all. It says, anticipate a rocky administrative transition. Really? Transition teams will likely need to do two things simultaneously. Defend against Trump's reckless actions on his way out of office and find creative solutions to ensure landing teams are able to access the information and resources they need to begin to prepare for governing. Governing is not what they want to prepare for. They want to take over. But that is the document. That's just the first page of it. So we have this thing from the liberal think tank of the Transition Integrity Program telling us all that we must expect that Trump will refuse to leave office. Now, I will state now that he will refuse to leave office because he will win. If Trump wins the election, there will be no reason for him to leave the White House. Not for another 4 years. The only ones who are looking to cause troubles with the coming elections are the Democrats. If Trump wins, even by a small margin, lies will begin from the left and recounts will be started and will continue until Biden is declared the winner or the people get sick and tired of this. The idea that Trump will win is not even in the playbook for the Democrats. Not even one word about it. Biden will win no matter what, according to the plans in place by the leftist socialists of this country, and the media is ready to follow through with this insanity to the end. My friends, America is at stake, and as the new intro for my update states, we must vote in person, period. Democrats have every other way in place to cheat Biden into office. And to me, that whole thing that I just read you, and that's not even half of it. That's scary as hell. And Flycatch asked, who are they? I don't know. I really don't know. But that's the document that Democrats are holding on to. They call themselves Transition Integrity Project. It's probably something put together by George Soros and people like him. But this whole idea that they think that Trump wants to stay in the office so badly that he'll cause all of this to happen. If you stop and think about all of this, folks, everything that is in that report that I read to you, and sadly, like I said, that's only about half of it, if that much. Everything that I read in there are things the Democrats themselves have done and will probably do again as soon as they get a chance to do them. Now, this last Tuesday, I reported that Nancy Pelosi had her hair fixed in a closed salon. And now that she's found out, she is demanding an apology for setting her up by letting her get her hair done in a closed salon. And I couldn't really do anything but kind of laugh and shake my head and say, really? She really does think that we, the people, are stupid if we believe that? I'll answer that one. Yeah, she does think we are stupid. But now from the CNN desk, we have a rebuttal for Nancy Pelosi. She is nothing more than a representative of the people. In other words, folks, she works for us. Not the other way around. During her time in the House, she has bemoaned the fact that she is the most powerful woman and she hates it when someone doesn't treat her as such. Now, with that in mind, she has forgotten that she is an employee of the people, not the people being employees of her. She has bosses, and they are not the ones in government above her. Her bosses are the American people, and she needs to start acting like an employee and not the queen bee of the hive. She'd better start acting like she is an employee of the people and can get fired for her actions before it really happens. She has withstood several great challengers to her seat over the years, people that should have taken her out of Congress many years ago. And now she has another challenger who is, I think, is a veteran and a person who really has the needs of this nation at the heart of his campaign. He should win. But with the corruption of the California political machine, all we can do is hope for her defeat, because for the good of California, it has to happen. And the other one who thinks the same way is also being challenged, and she should lose too. But all we can do is cross our fingers and hope. We are talking of California, after all. It seems that parts of California, even in the midst of all the destruction and devastation done by the Democrat Party, still hold on to the hope that it will change directions and do the right thing for once. Now, that isn't likely. But people stay true to their leftist leanings of blaming others who have done nothing to who have nothing to do with the carnage going on in the state, for the problems the state is having, from their forests burning because of bad conservancy programs in place, to the illegal problems, to the homeless problems, and to the filth and disease in the cities that are, at some time or another, could bring the plague back if they aren't watchful. And my friends, most of them in the big cities are not being watchful at all. I don't know. Sometimes we just can't understand what is going on. Be right back after these messages. NWCR Radio will be right back after these messages.
Million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
In the world of business, it is always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now, I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Jamestown, Indiana, but working out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, I Am the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are almost endless, from photography and weddings from above, to photographing homes for realtors, all the way to mapping. I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective that was hard to attain to before without a good amount of risk to your employees. That's I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, at 505-317-8741, or email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR@REAGAN.com. And the phone number again is 505-317-8741. We are your one-stop shop for drone services and printing needs. Give us a call. We do it all. Show, NADA with Mango, or National Association of Disgruntled Americans. We know there are many out here who are disgruntled and mad about what is going on in our great nation, and how the left seems hell-bent on destroying all of our freedoms and our liberties while destroying the greatest nation on the face of the earth. NADA with Mango, based out of Texas, started earlier this year, and then after five episodes, Chris and his family lost their home
and they have been working to find another one. As soon as is possible, Chris Mangel will be back with his show here on Conservative Nation Media on Wednesday evenings at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Join Chris for a rousing hoo-ha for America with Nada with Mangel on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time with CNN, where America always wins.
Since the demonstrations or the riots first began. It's in the illusion that they have been beating everyone over the heads with isn't that hard to understand. If you do not stand in support of these protests, you are considered to be a racist. The Atlanta Field Office of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement was attacked because of this mindset. ICE officers are no longer able to do their job because the liberals have deemed them unnecessary. The conservatives who are pointing out the violence that takes place during these protests are being silenced as well. Me, for one thing, I was getting on my updates anywhere from 600 to almost 1,000 views on each one of them. Last time I looked, there was only about 96, and it took almost a day and a half for it to get that high. I think the reason for it getting as high as it did is because I actually put it out in different ways, and then I also put it out from YouTube and then shared it in my Messenger. So it probably got out, but I'm going to be doing things differently now because I've got a whole new thing on my updates that I've been doing. I went and redid the intro and the outro of them. So that is completely brand new now. But the Democrats are claiming that these are peaceful protests, but they are clearly the furthest thing from docile. Rioters are even taking additional measures that allow them to cause more harm. They've done things like sending fireworks bombs at the Atlanta ICE facility, and to make matters worse, there were nails embedded inside each bomb. The things that are going on here are nothing but insane, and it's all coming from the left. To me, it is amazing that they're getting away with all of this stuff. But then again, if you stop and think about it, the left has the media, the left has Hollywood, the left has most of the sports. So of course their word is getting out, but the reasons for their word isn't. It's one of the reasons I do this show. From Breitbart News comes this one, and this is something that many of us have not thought about while we keep getting inundated with the crap from the left. But think about this. I know John Nolte of Breitbart has. The headline of this one is, Nolte, looks like Donald Trump might have won the war on terror. Now, with the caveat that anything can still happen, as I sit here right now on the 19th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks, I feel safe. That's all President Donald Trump's doing. I know that in the heat of all the bullshit being hurled by the fake news media, by the domestic terrorists and Antifa and Black Lives Matter burning down Democrat-run cities, and by the stupid drama Trump himself sometimes stirs, it's easy to forget we don't worry about Islamic terror anymore. Just as easy to forget how we used to worry about it all the time. So take a deep breath. Take a minute to remember what life was like at this same time 4 years ago when Barack Obama was president and Joe Biden was vice president. Remember how often we were being hit by Islamic terror attacks, most of them homegrown and inspired by ISIS? Remember ISIS rapidly expanding its caliphate into a nation state, the videos, the barbarous barbarians released of beheadings and drownings and burning of people alive? Remember how we paid off the terrorist state of Iran even as it targeted our own troops and stirred the terror pot? Remember how our troops still in Afghanistan and Iraq after some 15 years kept getting picked off? Remember how all that was being backed by the soundtrack of North Korea sailing missiles over Japan's way? What I remember most was living with a sort of dread. It doesn't matter how often ISIS inspired someone in America to kill other Americans. Point is that you always knew it was coming, and that's no way to live. Doesn't matter how often ISIS released those videos. Point is the barbarians kept getting stronger. And it was like living off the coast of Japan as Godzilla slowly rose from the ocean. You just knew you were going to have to deal with it, or it would deal with you. Doesn't matter how often our troops were picked off. Point is we had to live with the waiting for news of the next one. Doesn't matter how often North Korea fired off a missile. Point is it wasn't going to end well. Paying off Iran. What in the world was Obama thinking? I'm not saying I was hiding under a bed. You weren't either. But we were all living with waiting for a whole bunch of shoes to keep dropping, and they never stopped dropping. We're not living with that anymore. And we have Trump to thank for that. It's his doing, you know, his foreign policy. Under Obama and Biden, ISIS grew as fast as Nazi Germany into an international threat. For years and years and years, America was impotent to do anything about it. Now ISIS is all but gone. The videos are gone. The dread is gone. With ISIS gone, the homegrown attacks they inspired here are gone. With our troops home and on their way home and Iran starving instead of flush with pallets of Obama cash, with Iran trembling over which terror chief Trump will snipe next, our guys aren't getting picked off anymore. Trump's bringing home our troops without making things worse over there. Obama didn't do that. Obama left a vacuum. ISIS waltzed right in. George W. Bush sent more troops and started more stupid wars. With the neocons marginalized into trolls, leaving a pro-Biden super PAC, our troops aren't getting picked off anywhere else either. Know why? Trump's the first president since Reagan not to get us involved in a war. Look it up. I don't know what the hell Trump did to Kim Jong-un. All I know is I don't worry about North Korea anymore. And it's not just that. There's something bigger going on, something permanent. Peace deals, bona fide peace deals in the Middle East, a whole bunch of them. That's the kind of thing that wins wars permanently, takes them off the simmer. Remove hatred of Israel in the Middle East, and everything seems to improve. That's what Trump's doing, you know, because he made America's energy independent. The lunatics over there lost all the cards they once held. Now we hold the cards. We can press for sanctions. We can press the button that snipes terrorist generals. Simple as that. So peace is breaking out all over the Middle East, which means these countries will move past their hatred of Israel, which means they will no longer need to scapegoat Israel by starving their own people, which means the lives of the people in the Middle East will improve, which means two of the major root causes of international terrorism, hate and poverty, are no more. If you think about it, if you turn off the news and close your eyes and take a breath, right now we are closer to world peace than at any time in my life. Now, it won't last. It never does. And I'm not a fool to think it will. There's always someone who doesn't let others be. Still, there's no comparison to the apprehensions we were forced to live with 4 years ago and today. For the first time in 19 years, it's not that I'm not worried about Islamic terrorism. It's that I don't even think about it anymore. Isn't that the definition of winning a war on terror? By the time I publish this, it could all go sideways. I get that. I get a bomb could go off tomorrow. I get that. I do. I'm just talking about right now, about right this second. Trump did that. And that's what John Nolte wrote in Breitbart. And I actually kind of thought that was pretty freaking cool. But violent Marxist student types, yay! I love violent. That's wild. We will be right back.
We will be right back after these important messages.
Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. Conservative Nation Media, America's best truth detector.
Conservative Nation Media, or CNM as the network has been shortened to, is growing again. Starting on Sundays, we have gotten our own Uncle Ben Fisher back on our network with his show American by Design. As before, but with more urgency than ever, American by Design is back with the mellow voice of Bing, and that voice will help keep us all informed about what the Democrats have in store for us and why we have to fight them every step of the way, because socialism is not for us, freedom is. Coming soon, American by Design with our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Not just one, not two, but three great shows. The one I want to talk about today is Black by Color Only with Southwest Vincent Brown, based out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is Conservative Nation Media's second show of the week on Saturdays. Right now, Black by Color Only is on hiatus until September as Vince needed some time off to spend with his family. And of course, family is important, no matter what the Democrats have to say about it. So starting again in September, Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown will be airing on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We can't wait for Black by Color Only to restart on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Okay, well, I can't find my song that I was going to use to bring back my talk on this, the final section of the show. But former vice president under the most communist president enemy we have ever had, and basement dweller Joe Biden, claimed Thursday that President Donald Trump has, quote, put Israel in danger. Even as more and more Arab and Muslim states make peace with the Jewish state. I guess hiding in his basement gives him this amazing insight. Though wrong as he always is, he is never afraid to push his agenda on the American people, just like Black Lives Matter terror group. Biden was addressing a fundraiser held by J Street, a far-left George Soros-backed organization that opposes the Israeli government. J Street styles itself as pro-peace, but opposes the Trump administration's peace plan for the Middle East, calling it the Trump peace sham. In his remarks to J Street, Biden reportedly claimed that Trump has put Israel in danger by tearing up the Iran nuclear deal, and that he has undermined the stability of self-determination for the Palestinians, undercutting hope for a viable two-state solution any chance that he gets, unquote. Another report claimed that Biden was blaming Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, not Trump, for undermining the Palestinian self-determination. So what he's doing is he's going both ways. He's blaming Trump for it, and then he's turning around, depending on who he's talking to, he's blaming Benjamin Netanyahu for it. The Israeli government argued, in contrast, that it was the Obama-Biden administration's nuclear deal with Iran that put it in danger. The deal slowed Iran's nuclear program for a limited time, but expired after roughly a decade. It also allowed Iran to develop nuclear-capable ballistic missiles and to continue sponsoring terrorist proxies. See how that works here, folks? Moreover, the deal removed many sanctions on Iran, gave the regime an estimated $100 to $150 billion in unfrozen assets, and delivered billions more in cash. The Iran deal also threatened Arab states, ironically and unintentionally, in